This morning, our focus is on Mary. And so I would like to share with you from the Gospel according to Luke. We are beginning at verse 39 of chapter 1, and I will share with you verses 39 through 56. Listen now for the word of God to you. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. May God bless this reading of his holy word to us today. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. If you think that you have seen every kind of outdoor Christmas decoration imaginable, think again. Because I want to tell you about a guy who pushed the envelope, who challenged most people's idea of what it means to decorate for the holiday season. What he did was this. He created a dummy to look like a person. He put on the dummy blue jeans and a winter coat and put even sneakers on the feet and put the dummy on the side of his house with his arms up hanging from the roof line. And then he secured a strand of lights, only part way though, because he left the string of the once part of the lights, a string of the lights, just kind of dangling in the breeze. You get where I'm going with this. And then he put a ladder on the ground to look like it had toppled over. and for the guy to look like he was just stranded there. Well, this is what happened. Folks drove by. They took, of course, a double take at what they saw. There was so much commotion because so many people slammed on their brakes that the cops made him take the decoration down after only a couple of days. He says this, "The good news is that I truly outdid myself this year with my Christmas decorations." Bad staging gone worse, right? The local police said, of course, it was a hazard. And what happened also was people would be driving into his driveway and stop and get out of their car to see if they could help. There'd be people were driving up on his lawn. There were even some people that knocked on the neighbors' doors yelling and screaming that they needed to call 911 for help. Well, one of the things I think that we can think about, even with, you know, people being toyed with in this example, or it really was quite a cruel joke, I think, one of the things we can think about is what it does say about what taps into people deep down inside of them. And I think that is everyone's ability to and willingness to help someone else. We may not always know what to do when we see help is needed or a situation is dire. We may hesitate. We may not feel like we have the expertise or the resources that are needed. Our desire to help may get buried in the stresses and strains of daily life, or because we just don't have the time, or we know somebody else who really should be stepping up to the plate. But be that as it may, very few people, I think, can do this mental or physical about face when it comes to trying to help someone in need. That's a good thing. I believe there's something deep within the human psyche that pushes us to respond. Neuroscientists, I know you've heard this, they've actually discovered that we have within our brain what's called mirror neurons, and that is where we can mirror what someone else is feeling or mirror with sensitivity what someone else needs. It's sort of built into us, and it's an amazing thing. And so when real help meets real need, it is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And we can never sell it short. We can never sell it short. Take the story of Mary and Elizabeth, for example. I mean, here Mary is alone. She's frightened. She's worried, I'm sure, about what all of this means for her when she finds out she is expecting. She travels to Elizabeth, who is also with child. And notice what happens. Elizabeth becomes such a support, such a comfort for Mary. Elizabeth greets her with pure joy. There's no kind of judgment there hidden in her heart in any way, even if, you know, we know that wasn't called for. She believes in Mary. She believes in the power of God to do marvelous things. She confirms God's promise to Mary. She brings Mary hope. She brings Mary support and maybe even the ability to find courage deep inside of herself to face the time that she has to face in her life. I mean, we just read about this poignant interaction Elizabeth and Mary has. And Mary stays with Elizabeth for 3 months. That's not a small detail to take in. We read Mary's response to her experience of Elizabeth's care for her, and it's in part borne out in the Magnificat that we know so well. It just always feels to me like this should be set to glorious music whenever I read it. Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations shall call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me." With the fullness of that have been on Mary's lips, if Elizabeth hadn't been there for Mary. It's amazing to think about the power one individual has in another person's life. It's amazing to think about the influence and the ability we have to make an incredible difference through our deep caring. That sounds so simple. I really wanted something more complicated to tell you today, but sometimes the simple is the most meaningful and the most important to hear time and time again. And let me phrase this even yet another way. It's almost unbelievable the extent of which God can use us to help fulfill the promise that God has for someone else. That's a reason, if there isn't any other reason, to never sell short deep caring for another person, right? I wonder if at this year, sometimes gift giving can be a substitute, an easy substitute for actually sharing who we are with another person through deep caring. The blogger Susan Rain, she writes about spirituality, and I have found it really valuable, her words of caution. And I invite you on this Sunday, December 16th, as we're looking ahead, as we're looking at only a little over a week till Christmas, I invite you to really think about what she says. She gives a word of caution. Gift giving isn't wrong. It's simply not intended to be a replacement for the giving of ourselves. The true treasure is in the relationship that prompted the desire to give the gift in the first place, right? The true treasure is the love in our hearts. It is quicker to buy the fad toy than to sit down and play a family game with our children with the television turned off. The boxes and bows delight while also distracting us from the messages in our hearts. Our true treasure, love and friendship, often gets lost in the shuffle of attempts to please and gratify material desires in others as well as ourselves. Recently, I saw a bumper sticker that I thought was absolutely amazing. It said this: "Give presents, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, give presents rather than presents." Jack Kornfield tells this amazing story, and when I first heard it, the story just stayed with me, and every time I think about it, I find it so moving. And it's about how much we can mean to somebody else. It's about a high school history teacher who one day was in front of her class, and her students were all fidgety and at loose ends, and she decided to just right then and there stop academic work. And what she did was she wrote, it was back a few years ago, wrote on the blackboard in her classroom the 26 names of all the students in her class. And then she told her students to get out a piece of paper, copy down all those names, and put beside each name in writing a good quality that student had or something that they admired about that student. And once they finished that work, she invited them to hand all in all their papers. Later on in the winter month, at some point when again her class was fidgety and kind of at loose ends,
She passed out sheets of paper to each student, and each student's name was on the top of that paper, and then she had cut and pasted all of those things that the other students had written about them on that paper. So they had right before them lists of those qualities that the other students saw in them. Fast forward 3 years. This history teacher got a call from a mother of a son that had been a student in this teacher's class. And the mother said that her son Robert had been killed in the Gulf War. And she was, in effect, inviting the teacher to come to his funeral. So she came to the funeral. And, of course, it was a very, very sad occasion. Other classmates that had been with Robert were there. And she remembered Robert also as sort of this kind of cut up in the class, but one of her favorite students. And at the end of the graveside service, the mom of the son who died came up to the teacher and she said, "I want to show you this." And it was a piece of paper that had been folded and refolded many times. And it was one of the only things the military found in her son's pocket. And wouldn't you guess, it was that piece of paper that had her son's name at the top and all those qualities listed on it that the other classmates had seen in him. He had kept it with him all that time. And then another student who was there at the graveside also came up and opened up her purse and pulled out her piece of paper that she had gotten that day, which she had kept with her all those few years. And another student said, "I have mine framed, and it's hanging on my kitchen wall." And another student said, "And what I did is I kept mine and incorporated it into my wedding vows." Little did that teacher know how meaningful those expressions of caring were for those students the day she handed out those pieces of paper, and how they meant more to those kids than she could have ever, ever imagined. And so I leave you with one thought this morning, one thought to carry with you as you go into the days ahead. That thought is, we need each other more than we could ever, ever realize. We can never, ever sell short the ability that we have to care for someone. May God bless our understanding of his word to us this day. Amen. Ever-living God, we so often go through life with tunnel vision, and we forget about those who maybe can benefit from what we have to offer, those that we can lift up through our caring, and actually fulfill the promise that you have to them, so that we know we are carriers of your love. Guide and direct us, we pray, as we seek to be your servant in new and vital ways. This we ask in Christ's name. Amen.